This is Colourful.
I'm absolutely ecstatic to say that we have got the actor and historian Tony Robinson. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
And you, how are you doing?
Just great.
Good.
Nice day.
Good. Tell us, first of all, Tony, what is the significance of these records and why is it such an exciting day?
Well, if you're interested in tracing back your family, and if you have got relatives who were around in London over the last couple of centuries, it's fairly easy to trace members of your family back to the 18th century. I've done it. Most of my people lived in Tower Hamlets and Hackney and places like that. Mm-hmm. Not too difficult to do it at all. But these new London parish records go right back to 1538. So suddenly you're able to trace your antecedents back for another couple of hundred years, including, as you said in your opening, to the time of the English Civil War, the Roundheads and Cavaliers, which, A, I think is such a cool time in history anyway. B, most of us don't know anything about it or have forgotten everything that we did know. And the idea that actually you might have your own relatives who were around at that time, people who looked like you and had the same colour eyes and hair and the same sense of humour, I think is really cool.
I've got a bit of a thing for Henry VIII. Are we going back far enough? Is there any chance I could discover that I'm related to him?
Well, it was because of Henry VIII and his Vicar General, as he was known at that time, it's like his sort of Chancellor, really, Thomas Cromwell, who is always, in many ways, he's always thought of as a bad guy. But he said to the parishes, right, from now on, you've got to keep records of births, deaths and marriages. Before that, an awful lot of places didn't. So if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have these records at all.
Fantastic.
I'm not a bad guy, of course, if you've read Wolf Hall.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd always thought of Thomas Cromwell as a baddie, but the woman who wrote last year's Booker Prize winner, Hilary Mantel, wrote this book called Wolf Hall, which talks about him very much as being a really reforming guy. And you might think, oh no, I learned in history how horrible Thomas Cromwell was. But when you see things like this, he was actually the beginning of a modern state. So again,
well, I hate both of you, Tony and Toby, because I tried endlessly to get into Wolf Hall because I really, it's just my period that I love, but I just found it so hard going. I don't know, maybe I'm thick.
No, let me give you a tip.
Go on.
If you don't know anything about that period at all, then just do a little Google on Thomas Cromwell, a little bit on Henry VIII, just so you've got in your mind a few pages of information, then go into the book and suddenly it'll blow you away, I promise you.
Okay.
Tony, it's Toby here. Okay, let's supposing I want to do this. How do I do it exactly?
Okay, it's dead easy now, Toby. It used to be difficult years ago. If you go to ancestry.co.uk, the website,
okay,
they will then take you through, step by step, how you can build your family tree. If you want to go straight to these records, you go to ancestry.co.uk/LMA. But if you just want to find out about your family, you get a fortnight free. So if you don't like it or you find it too difficult, you can walk away from it. But you can just build it up step by step. And almost invariably, there will be people with the same surname as you already online who will have done an awful lot of this work. And if you want to, you can just approach them and say, what do you know about my family? So you don't even have to do an awful lot of the original work yourself. It's growing faster and faster. As it grows faster, it becomes more cost-effective for them to put more information online. There's something like 5 billion records now online on that one website alone. So it's not going to be difficult.
Now, Tony, I know you're fascinated by history.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of talk about Simon Sharma becoming the new the government's history czar. Do you think that's going to be a good thing?
Yeah, I do. I think that you need lots of different historical voices. You need the Sharmas and the McGregors and the David Starkies and on one hand, and I think you need, you know, rough houses like me who tend just to talk about the ordinary people and talk in words of two syllables. What I love is all those different voices. And Simon Sharma is a man I've got enormous respect for. And I think the idea of him in the centre of government arguing for history, because in the last government, although, you know, as you probably know, I'm a Labour supporter.
Yeah, I did
nevertheless,
actually.
You know, I don't think that history was put nearly far enough up the curriculum as something that's very important. And to me, for all sorts of reasons, I think that if you've got someone at the heart of government arguing for how important history is, it's going to do a lot of good.
What do you think the chances are of somebody from a not very privileged background, but not necessarily a terribly poor one, spending £7,000 a year to study history at university?
I think pretty good, actually. I know working class people now who are going to university not simply in order to study something which is inevitably going to make them £1 million a year, but doing it because it's their passion. A friend of mine who's got really no money at all is just studying writing at university. And as you know, the chances of making too much money as a writer are fairly limited. And I think that's great. I think we need to get away from this idea that everybody goes to university just in order to do something like, you know, engineering or whatever that is going to be their career. Learn how to explode as a person. Learn how to be a far more interesting person. And then I think the job market is much more likely to open up for you. You're going to be more impressive at interviews for a start.
I think that's a very good point. But aren't you worried about these university fees being hiked up?
Yes, of course I am. Of course I am. And we've got to do everything that we can in order to find strategies in order to ensure that more people not from wealthy families do well. Otherwise, we'll end up with the only people who go to university are people who have accents like yours and mine.
Have you two got the same accent? I think not.
It was less rude than saying like yours.
Sorry, Tony, that's it.
I like that.
Did you go to university, Tony?
No, I didn't.
Neither did I. So there we are. That's nothing we've got in common.
Nor did I either. Nor did I. Well, I was going to say, obviously, we know you best for Baldrick. I can't not mention that because, you know, there might be some people who still don't know your real name. But lots of kids now know you for Horrible Histories, don't they? And I got some... It's a brilliant set of books, and I think there's a programme with it as well, isn't there?
Well, it's nice of you to plug Horrible Histories, which isn't actually mine.
Oh, but isn't it?
I do write a lot of books like that. I did the worst.
Oh, you did the worst children's jobs in history. That's right.
Porkies. I'm currently writing four books for children for Macmillan's at the moment. Tony Robinson's Greeks, Romans, Egyptians, British Empire. So I do a lot of that stuff, and it is my passion. But I don't feel threatened by Horrible Histories. It's really a bit like what Toby said to me. I think the more voices that you have talking about history, the better, because you don't want to think that just one person's interpretation of history is the real one. You want to hear four or five and then make up your own mind.
The thing is, Tony, I absolutely adore David Starkey because he talks a lot about Tudors, and that's the period that I love. But the trouble is, I don't like his politics. I way prefer you because I like the history you do and your politics. So
but if you hear
stop grovelling.
If you hear David talking about the Tudors and me talking about the Tudors, then maybe, you know, you're going to get much more of a broad understanding than if you hear either one of us just on our own.
Just switching briefly to the Romans, I've just read Lustrum by Robert Harris, which I thought was very good, actually. And what was interesting about there was his... the view of Caesar that he gives, because somehow I've had the vague idea, knowing absolutely nothing about it really, that Caesar was, you know, some heroic figure, and he paints him in a very, very different light in this. And you're right, you suddenly get a completely different view.
I'm so impressed that we're talking about Robert Harris and Hilary Mantel and, you know...
This is what you get on Colourful, Toby.
It's a very cool station.
Okay, we're going to let you go, Tony, because you've got to go.
But do read Robert Harris. I think Toby's right.
We will do. All right, and we hope to speak to you again soon. Take care.
Cheers. Bye.
Colourful Breakfast with Bansu, Juju and Toby.